Defining the Law of Attraction. In an attempt to understand the law of attraction, you need to really define what it means. The easiest way, I think, to define it is this. Whatever you think about will become attracted to you. For example, if you start to think about having more money, you'll suddenly start finding more money. This might start as a tax refund, a birthday gift, or you may find that you hid money and had forgotten about it. Another example is of a pregnant woman. As soon as she knows she's pregnant, then she starts noticing other pregnant women and baby items, whereas before she never noticed them. This is because your mind is focusing on the process of being pregnant, so anything related to this is more noticeable. The same applies when you suddenly decide you want a sports car. All you see everywhere are sports cars. Some people argue that if you apply the principles of the law of attraction, you could then sit around, do nothing, and have good things befall you. Well, this isn't true if you understand the process correctly. If your goal or desire is to make lots of money, sitting around doing nothing isn't going to help. Instead, you have to start working on changing things in your life so that you can reach your goal. The law of attraction does say that you have to take action in order to receive your desire. Your aim is to start attracting what you desire. Think about how you can do this. To attract weight loss, you would need to start exercising and eating correctly. To attract love, you need to start going out and meeting people. If you take no actions, nothing's going to happen. You won't lose weight if you eat the same foods and never exercise. When things don't change, it's not because the law of attraction isn't working. It's because you haven't taken enough actions. This includes believing that you can truly achieve your hopes and desires. You need to understand the basic principle of taking action results in actions. While things may happen to you down the road, a relative may leave you an inheritance, are you willing to sit around and wait for this to happen? Most people would say no. So start today by being prepared to take actions in order to gain a new life. Understanding the Law of Attraction. You may have heard the term Law of Attraction, but do you really understand what this means? Let me try to explain in more detail for you. The law of attraction is based upon the thought patterns and beliefs, such as like-minded people attract other like-minded people. This is based upon both positive and negative ways of thinking. It's primarily based around your own thoughts. Have you ever noticed that when you're with a group of cheerful people that you immediately start to feel the same way? Yet, when you're with people who are complaining or feel down, these feelings spill over onto you. This is the best way to describe how the law of attraction works. However, we can go a little further than this, as you don't have to be connected with other people for the law of attraction to work. Have you ever opened up a letter or bill anticipating what it would hold, good or bad news? If you expect that envelope to hold a huge bill, it ultimately will. But if you're expecting a tax refund or check, this is exactly what you might find too. It's funny how that works, isn't it? Because the concept of the law of attraction is so powerful, many books have been written on the subject. Some that you may recognize include Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, As a Man Thinketh by James Allen, and The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Wattles. It's also interesting to note that some of the books were actually written at the turn of the century, and they still apply today. The movie The Secret, which was a runaway success, was also based upon the concept of the law of attraction. Of course, there are plenty of skeptics who try to put this theory or belief down, stating that these occurrences are purely coincidental, or a stroke of good fortune or luck. History has shown what beliefs can do for the human race as well. Just look at how deeply people feel their religion, for example. There's no scientific evidence to back up the claims that the law of attraction really works. On the flip side, though, it's strange that once you start believing that good things will happen to you, they actually do. On that concept, who isn't going to give the law of attraction some time and effort? I know I am, for sure. How about you? What can you expect from the law of attraction? As you know, the law of attraction is about using your thoughts to get those things in life you really desire. But what types of things can you expect to receive in return? Let's take a look. You've no doubt heard about people who suddenly receive a windfall of cash, or wonderful things start to happen to them. This is all due to the law of attraction. When you think in a positive way, good things will befall you. On the opposite side, if you always think about things negatively, then it will always feel as though bad things will happen to you. These things have all kinds of disguises, including cash, love, somebody helping you out, life just going right, and more. One thing that's always asked of is that of the power of love. Can the law of attraction help with this? The answer is simply, yes, it can. Once you understand that almost anything you ask for could happen, it's time to start taking actions of your own. Your first step is to actually start believing in the law of attraction, that something will good happen if I just ask the universe for it. If you don't believe this with all your heart, then nothing will happen. Your life will continue on in the same vein with you not being totally happy. If you want to change your life, then start believing and implementing the theory of the law of attraction. Here are a few ideas of what you might want to ask the universe for. More money. Getting a new job or being promoted. Meeting someone new. It's important not to focus on anything negative. While you may need money to pay your bills, you don't want to focus on the negative aspect of not being able to pay it. Instead, start thinking about how your life will improve if you had more money. Another aspect that you want to remember is that the law of attraction will work on your deepest thoughts, those you can't see or visualize. This is why it's important to start to learn how to visualize these positive things, make them seem as though they're already real and happening in your life. By doing this, you'll be more receptive and open to allowing the law of attraction to work and fulfill your hopes and desires. Simple way to activate the law of attraction. Are you finding it difficult to get the power of the law of attraction to work for you? Maybe you want to help change the environment, but no matter how hard you try, the environment just doesn't change. You push your thoughts onto others and only get negative vibes back. This is exactly not what to do. What you need to remember is that you cannot change those things or people who surround you. The law of attraction will work on you, not on others. You just can't wish something for another person and have them change overnight. But all is not lost. There's one simple thing you can start putting into place today to activate the law of attraction. The one word I like to tell people to think about is grateful. Start to focus on what you can be grateful for. Do this right now by making a list of all the things that you're grateful for. Do you live near family? Are you healthy? Are you happy to be employed or happy that no family member is dealing with a crisis? Once you've done this, then think about at least one of these items every day. This will help keep you in a positive mindset. Remember, for the law of attraction to work, you must not think in a negative manner. Your next step is to identify what it is you truly want out of life. Are you looking for wealth, health, or love? When you've done this, then start visualizing yourself in this manner. If you want someone to love, picture yourself being in love or being wealthy if this is your wish. By visualizing this, you're connecting with your inner desires. You're allowing yourself the freedom to know that you can truly act in this way. You've no doubt heard about people who have thought themselves wealthy. They started to believe that they had lots of money, and what happens? They get offered a better job, or they receive an inheritance or unexpected check in the mail. This is the power of the law of attraction working. So start off by reminding yourself what you have to be grateful for. Then work on visualizing your new life. Slowly, things will begin to change for the better for you. The word grateful can truly change your life forever if you let it. Putting the law of attraction to work. So you're interested in putting the power of law of attraction to work for you. Congratulations, that's a great first step. Now let's look at the best way to get this working for you. The basic concept of the law of attraction is this. Every good or bad thing that happens to you was put into motion by your own actions. You attracted these things to happen to you for whatever reason. There are some basic steps that you need to remember to put the concept of the law of attraction to work for you. They are 1. Ask. 2. Believe. 3. Be receptive. Of course, this doesn't mean that you can start asking for all kinds of crazy things and be given them. You need to really sit down and contemplate what it is you want out of your life. Do you want to have more money? A better job? The opportunity to work in your own business? Or to travel to a certain country? If you're uncertain, then get into the habit of meditating or doing some form of relaxation technique. This really will help clear your mind and allows your innermost thoughts to rise to the surface. From here, you'll be able to define what it is you want more easily. Remember, too, that you're not going to ask a specific person for anything. Instead, you'll be asking the universe for whatever it is you want the most. This is why it's so important to be very clear and concise with what you want. When asking, you need to have a clear image in your head. The more vivid it is, the better. Try to include as much detail as possible. In this instance, more is a better option over less. You'll also want to write it down in the same amount of detail, your request. As you write your details down, you have to believe that you're going to be granted your desires. This involves a lot of trusting the forces of the universe as well. Along with asking for your new desire, you should also show signs of thankfulness and gratitude. Be grateful for those things that you already have. By being receptive, your wish or desire will be granted. Of course, there's no timeline for this. You just have to trust that you'll eventually get whatever it is you asked for. Goal setting and the law of attraction. As you know, the law of attraction is based upon the powers of the universe. What some people are questioning is if the simple act of setting goals is enough to set the same principles into action. Let's take a look at this in more detail. The moment you start setting goals, you automatically begin to focus on certain aspects. This would be all the details that you put into place in order to meet your goal. You also start to think about your goal more often and in a positive light. You don't consider not meeting your target at all. Instead, you honestly know that you can meet your goal and do everything in your power to do so. So are your results based solely upon your actions, or is it the law of attraction taking control? Most experts would say that both of these concepts are working hand in hand. With the law of attraction, you have to ask for what you want and then focus on achieving your wish. Then you wait for the results to come into play. With goal setting, you're asking, by writing out your goal, for what you want to happen. You're still making a statement, so this can be considered asking the universe for it. As you take action to achieve your goal, this can be compared to focus and thinking about your end results. Again, the same principle from the law of attraction works here, too. If you follow the principles of the law of attraction, setting your goals is simply your first action. You're stepping back and deciding to change your normal activities in a positive manner. This helps to fire up the theory of the law of attraction. Ultimately, this results in you reaping rewards from both your hard work and from your thoughts. Have you ever decided to set a goal and started to doubt your results before you even started? As the law of attraction states, you cannot doubt yourself or your actions. You must start believing that your goal or wish will be fulfilled. The main difference between the two is that with goal setting, you're taking an active step by working on actions to reach your goals. With the law of attraction, you may be liable to step back and wait things out. The principles of the law of attraction can help you set goals and then focus on achieving them. Be open with your feelings. In order for the law of attraction to work, you need to learn how to be open with your feelings. This includes trusting in yourself, and it means being open to conquering your fears. Can you imagine having the faith to jump off a cliff and trusting that your parachute will open for you? This is the type of openness you need to be receptive to. The lesson to take away from the above example is that you must understand that your feelings are actually sending signals out into the universe. When you take into consideration that the law of attraction is based around asking the universe to grant your wishes and desires, you will see how this makes complete sense. Anytime you're feeling happy, sad, or angry, these feelings are sent out into the universe. They come back in the exact same manner as you sent them out. So if you are feeling happy, then you receive happiness in return. If you are mad, then you'll just feel more mad and angry. What you need to know is what type of signal you're consistently sending out. Do you exhibit mood swings, or would you say your moods are pretty even? If you're not sure, it can help to keep a mood log. Each day, write down how you're feeling. Of course, you'll have to be completely open and honest. Try this for 5 to 7 days, and then see what type of mood you were in. Were you happy most of the time, or frustrated? Your answer will tell you what signals the universe is receiving from you. You now know that you will have to work on improving your mood signals. This way, the law of attraction can start working for you. If you do happen to be moody or negative more than you feel happy, try to figure out the reason why and work on improving this. It can also be helpful to start thinking positive thoughts each day. This can be done by reciting positive affirmations several times each day. As you become more positive, you should notice that your life takes a turn for the better. You'll feel happier, and your friends and family will notice this too. The power of the law of attraction is already starting to work for you. Now it's time to ask the universe for that one thing you truly desire. Whatever you feel, you receive. Have you ever noticed that no matter what, you always receive something that correlates to the way you feel? If your day starts off on the wrong foot and you're angry, by the end of the day, you just feel worse. The reaction is the power of the law of attraction. If you want to incorporate the law of attraction into your life, then you need to learn how to control your feelings. Think back for a minute and think about how you used to throw temper tantrums when you were a child. Why? Because this was your way of getting what you wanted, or for getting out of doing something. Even at a young age, you were attempting to control situations by playing with emotions, those of your parents. The same concept can apply to you as an adult. You want to learn how to control your feelings to attract the right type of responses. So if you keep in mind that whatever you feel, you will receive, you can start to take charge of your life in a better way. You can consciously use your thoughts to direct good things happening in your life. While this may sound simple, it's a little harder to actually put into place. There will be days when you feel downright frustrated or fed up. This is when it's most important to control your feelings. Instead of allowing yourself to dwell on how frustrated you're feeling, you need to look at how you can turn this into more of a positive response. One way to do this is by thinking about all the things you're grateful for in your life. This might be your spouse, a child, your job, or even your pet. Or you may just be grateful that you're alive today and healthy. Take one of these things and start channeling your energy into it. Concentrate on how grateful you are instead of how frustrated you feel. It can also help to make a list of all the things you're thankful and grateful for, no matter how small. Then when you're feeling down, select one and focus on it. Or just keep reading your list over and over until your feelings start to turn into positive ones. Remember, if you start to think happy, you'll start to feel happier. This is much better than feeling down and allowing these feelings to engulf you, isn't it? How to master the law of attraction. Have you tried to use the power of the law of attraction but failed to see results? Unfortunately, this is a very common problem. One reason this happens is due to your mindset. It's very easy to set yourself up for failure. You can set a goal, such as losing weight, and then immediately your self-doubt creeps into action. You start destroying your attempts to succeed by making excuses for everything. This probably sounds very familiar to you, doesn't it? Another reason the law of attraction may not work for you is because you're following the wrong people. Did you start using this principle because someone else told you about it? They didn't see results, so you don't either. Think about what might happen if you follow someone who's seen tremendous results. Are you starting to see the difference here? Your mindset will have a huge impact on how successful you are in life, whether or not you are applying the laws of attraction. If you see or expect negative results, this is what you'll get, unfortunately. If you tend to blame others or the world in general for your failings, again, you'll see nothing but bad outcomes. In order for the law of attraction to work, you'll have to learn how to see your results before they happen. This requires that you shift your mindset to one of being more positive. If your goal or dream is to have more money, start imagining what your life will be like before it happens. Visualize your new home, the type of job you have, going on vacations, and more. If you want to be wealthy, condition yourself to start thinking in this way from now on. For you to master the law of attraction, you need to focus on who you are. As well, you want to focus on those things that you already have. This includes being grateful to certain people for being part of your life. Plus, it includes items that are non-physical, such as having a roof over your head or being in good health. Learning how to visualize and envision things as though you already have them will be key in mastering the law of attraction, instead of focusing on things that you don't have or want to happen. Focus on changing you first. When this happens, the environment around you will look different. all because it's you that's changed and not the environment. The truth of the law of attraction. Are you still waiting for the law of attraction to kick in and bring you wealth or love? If so, you may be waiting for a long time. What you need to remember is that the law of attraction is nothing more than a tool. As with any tool, you need to learn how to use and implement it for it to work correctly. If you want to build your own dream home, you aren't just going to sit around and wait for it to happen. No, you're going to go out and learn the skills necessary to accomplish your dream. The problem today is that many people don't want to have to wait to get what they desire. Instead, people want to see immediate results. They turn to the law of attraction to achieve this. When things don't happen quickly enough, they just say that this concept is a falsehood. The better path to take is this. 1. Identify what you want. 2. Ask for it, out loud or on paper. 3. Define steps to take. 4. Notice results. Just ask your grandparents about how hard they had to work for what they wanted. They weren't afraid to learn new skills or work long hours in order for their dreams to come true. We all need to start thinking this way again. The biggest truth about the law of attraction is that you'll always get what you're constantly thinking about. If you're always mad and having bad thoughts, only bad things will happen to you. This isn't because you did something wrong. It's because you're so focused on negative thoughts that you can't see anything positive, even if it's happening right in front of your eyes. This is really a very sad truth about the law of attraction. In order to reap benefits, then you need to start thinking in a positive light. Always try to find the bright side to any situation. To continue on, this means that the law of attraction could be viewed as a mind game, one that you're playing with your own thoughts. So work on changing your perspective of things and see if that doesn't make an immediate improvement on your life. When you start doing this, you'll notice that your life is getting better and those things that you desire are coming into your life.